John Splain. I'm an adjunct professor here at Shepherd University.
What class is this?
This is History 309, West Virginia and Appalachian History.
Explain what you have done here with the Lifelong Learning Program and why you're doing this.
Well, one of the major goals here at the university and of the class is the students get the attitude toward lifelong learning. It doesn't just stop when they get degrees or leave college, that it goes on for the rest of their life. So we put them together with lifelong learners who see the world a little bit differently than they do. And the whole idea is that when you get together with people who see things differently than the way you do, you learn from that and think because you hear a different perspective. Today what we did, we focused on the issue of John Brown, whether he was a murderer or a martyr, and they got both sides of the issue, and then I'll ask them in class or today, where do you stand now that you've heard the debate? Did you change your mind, or did it reinforce what you thought, add more facts or whatever? But always trying to get them to think through getting two sides, three sides, four sides. And what I call this is cognitive dissonance. Cognitive is you think a certain way, dissonance is to shake that up so that you have to think your way out of your previous prejudgments. Hopefully they did that today.
How many times this semester are you working with the Lifelong Learning
Program? We'll do this twice. One on John Brown and one on West Virginia statehood, because both are issues that people outside of our West Virginia Appalachia history class are very interested in. So we want to hear their views too. And it changes, we meet twice a week, and it changes the environment that we're in. We're in a circle in the classroom. We're not. It's not big enough to get in a circle. And so this way, they're able to see people and talk to people and hear different views that we can't necessarily get in the classroom. There were a lot of different views in there, including Jack Young and Tim Murphy's view.
When did you start incorporating the Lifelong Learning Program into your classroom, and what made you think to do that?
Well, I was in the CAFE Society, which is the Lifelong Learning Program, myself, and I said, with lifelong learning being a major goal of Shepherd University, let's put the two together. And so being in that group made me think of it, and this is the first semester that we've done it.
Okay. And are you pleased so far?
Oh, yes. I mean, the reaction today, we went for an hour and 15 minutes, and it was a lot of involvement. A lot of information came out, a lot of learning, and we'll continue when we go to class on Thursday, and next week we'll continue the discussion.
And you have quite a few future teachers in there, which
Oh, yes. Yeah, about three-quarters maybe, two-thirds or three-quarters. And this is a methodology they may want to use. They may want to bring in people from the community just to discuss various issues. So I'll give you an example. In World War II class, we brought in Rosie the Riveter, the women who, during World War II, worked in the industries because men were off fighting the war. And when they came in and explained what they did, students, I mean, this was a primary source. Students' eyes and ears opened up. You can do a lot with bringing the community in, or in this case, going to the community, because this is not our ordinary classroom. And our students were maybe a little bit tight at the beginning because it wasn't our ordinary classroom, wasn't their turf, but they got comfortable real fast.